Welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. In New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. After a rough start to the new year, March is coming in like a lion. But are we back to a bull market? The Herd on the Street podcast examines whether the optimism of the past few days is misplaced and predicts where the market goes from here. Coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, and welcome to Herd on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague David Riley. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. This week, we're tackling one big question. Is the market optimism we've seen in the first few days of March misplaced, or were the past 2 months of declines an aberration? To help us try to answer that, we have Steve Russolillo joining us here in New York and Alex Frangos on the line from Hong Kong. Hi, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. And hi, Alex.
Hey there, Miriam.
Good to have you here as well. Later in the show, we'll focus on the role China plays in all of this. But first, I have one question for you, Steve. You recently wrote about investor sentiment as one metric that people look at as a contrarian tool to predict stock performance. The idea is that stocks tend to do the opposite of how investors say they feel about the market. But why don't you think that's a reliable indicator?
Oh, investor sentiment. This is a fun one here. So as you mentioned, Miriam, a lot of people look at this, and there's one particular survey that gets a lot of attention. This is from the American Association of Individual Investors, and they've been running this for a little less than 30 years now. And so the thinking is that when people get really, really bullish about the market, that's when the markets tend to go down, and when people get really, really bearish, they tend to go up. Now, there is...
So is that basically the thinking is like the your average investor is the dumb money out there?
Yeah, I guess the quote-unquote the dumb money. The idea is that, you know, they're not the ones... The markets are moving in opposite of
it's always the other guy who's the dumb money.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, this isn't always the case. And I guess what really irks me is that you see a lot of people that say they just look at sentiment and they say, oh, look, it got really, really bearish. So that means it's a time to buy. And that just seems way too simplistic to me. There are obviously other factors that are going on in the market. And so, you know, a lot of people like to point to March of 2009 when sentiment was so, so pessimistic. And obviously that was the turn in the market. But in actuality, there was actually another time where sentiment was almost just as poor. And this was in January of 2008. So January 2008, from a sentiment perspective, looked almost exactly the same as March of 2009. Now, if you had turned bullish in January 2008, the S&P 500 went down 34% right
after
that.
So actually, in that case, it was that, you know, individual investors out there had it right.
They had it right.
There was a big
problem
coming.
Exactly. And so that's why when you're analyzing...
So where's sentiment today?
So sentiment today is actually pretty pessimistic. And we had a reading in January that was actually even less bullish than what we saw in March of 2009. So that really caught...
Eesh.
Yeah, that really caught people's attention. Saying, wait a minute, January of 2016 could actually, it feels worse than March of 2009. It was very strange. And so, and now the markets, a few weeks later, the markets bottomed. And then you've had this comeback here over the past few weeks now. And in particular, this first week in March, you've seen a big rally here.
Yeah, the market's only down about, you know, 3% year to date. And
right. That's,
it definitely looks like quite the reversal. But I guess what we're here to try to figure out is whether it's here to stay or...
Is this a false dawn or not?
Right. And so I think, you know, we should definitely bring Alex into this because when you're talking about whether this is a dead cat bounce or not, I don't think that sentiment really is the best metric to make that declarative statement. There are obviously other things going on in the markets, whether they be earnings or specifically China. And China, which was such a huge...
Or I think even before that, you have to look at oil. And what's so
and
weird
exactly.
about that, so stocks have really seemed to be correlated to oil. You know, the oil price falls, stocks have been falling. The oil price rises. We've seen recently, you know, I think WTI is around $33 now. It had gotten to like $26. Stocks rise. You would think sort of from an individual investor's perspective be the opposite because falling oil prices, you know, hey, I love filling up my tank right now.
Exactly.
But as we've talked about on this podcast before, there, you know, with the global economy being ever more global by the day, it's not just a straight, you know, oil prices go down, it's good for the economy message.
Right.
There's all kinds of things
going
on.
I'm not going out spending that gas savings immediately.
And it's not just the consumer spending that you have to think about. It's, you know, how this is affecting our overseas shipments and that kind of thing.
Right. And I guess the other thing is, Alex, you could give us a view on this. You know, we're talking right here now about this is a survey that's of U.S. investor sentiment. What's sentiment like outside the U.S.?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, at least out here in Asia, sentiment's been, you know, pretty negative. I mean, it's turned around lately, you know, along, you know, kind of tracking the rest of the world. There's just this kind of sense that, you know, the doom and gloom in January has lifted a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. I get the sense talking to investors that, you know, beneath the surface, they're still really, really worried. And, you know, there's lots of big questions out there about Chinese economy, about the banks, about, you know, how, you know, persistently low oil prices are going to be, you know, affecting companies and credit and, you know, bond defaults and all sorts of things. So, you know, sentiment might feel a little bit better, but it's not exactly great. But
it could mean treading water for
right.
a while.
Yeah, which, you know, isn't great. It's not the sky is going to fall, but it just, you know, it also doesn't mean, though, that you can bank on 10% returns a year.
We are going to have to end it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.